We start off the hour here on your terrific Monday, February 8th, by going to the KUDY phone lines as we have State Senator Mike Groney joining us for our weekly legislative update. Good morning, Senator.
How are you? It's I know how you are. You're cold.
Yeah. Anyway,
my vehicle says minus 20.
National Weather Service is telling me minus 19, so we're...
Yep.
All right. Heading up to Lincoln. I didn't go in last night, of course, because of the roads. I've learned there's always tomorrow. But I'll miss the morning session, but I have a bill in general affairs on in the afternoon, so I got to get down there. I'm helping a local distillery try to raise the limit on how much they can produce, which is without becoming a manufacturer and still be a small business. And that's very good news. They're very successful, and they're growing, and they use Nebraska corn and Nebraska products and distribute through the local distributors, and it's good. It's need more local manufacturing and things like that because it jobs all the way through the system.
Yeah.
I support it, and I'm just a small change, but it means a lot to that. I think there's 7 distillers in the state of Nebraska. Talking hard liquor. Wine, you have laws for people who produce wine. You have laws for people who produce beer, and then you also have for distillers. So I've got that. And then this week I also have another in-court bill or another NRD bill about that they have to get a permit from the state, the Nebraska Department of Natural Resources, so that, just kind of, they just can't start punching holes in the ground and pumping water into a creek without, being the whole state being in agreement, because it's one water system. You read our Constitution, the waters of the state belong to the people, not to certain people in certain areas. But anyway, it's a necessary thing, augmentation. Sadly, it is, but we got to protect our irrigated farming. That's what I said earlier about local jobs, local economy. Had my in-court bill this last week. It went well, I thought. I didn't ask folks to come down from Lincoln County in the area to testify because they made a good display 2 years ago and a year ago. The members of the committee knew the feelings of Lincoln County. And so I presented it. It was a court of law. I didn't go one easily, but it isn't. It's politics and lobbying and all that stuff. So I got a good shot at it, getting it out of committee, because that's the reason I put myself on the Natural Resource Committee for local issues.
Mm-hmm.
And my last 2 years, instead of being on revenue. But we'll see. I'll try to get it out of committee. The blatant lies. To some senators, it's a religion government, you know that. And to some folks, if a government official says something, it's almost like your priest telling you something. Government officials don't lie. Well, let me tell you, folks, government officials lie. That is why it is important that the people are vigilant and watch over the government. Not so much elected officials. Too often elected officials are lazy and they turn over their duties to bureaucrats. I see a lot of that in the NRD system. I see a lot of it in public schools. It needs to stop if we're going to salvage this country and our democracy. But, for example, during the hearing, one of the senators asked me about, first he asked me about the mortgage on it and would it threaten the mortgage if we sold the land, and I informed him that no, government bonds are guaranteed by the ability of a government entity to tax you, and if you do not pay your taxes, take your property and sell it. So it's the best security of any bonds in the United States. I say that today. I don't know. We keep throwing money around and more COVID money. I don't know how good the government's going to be in the next decade. But and he was the mayor, Senator Moser. He's a friend. I said, you were the mayor of Columbus, weren't you? And he said, yes. I said, when you did bonding, didn't you? And he said, yes. He said, we did a lot of streets and roads. And I said, yes. And I'm sure that the bond company put a mortgage on your streets, didn't they? He just laughed. He said, no. I said, there's no need for a mortgage on NCORP. I could go into a long story why it's there, but it wasn't because of the bonds. So it went well. And then I said that we could save another $500,000. I'm being generous on the operations of the managing that land. Mr. Fanning from the Upper Republican, I don't understand why he always testifies. He's just one manager of four. He's not on the board at NCORP, but you got a pretty good feeling who thinks they own NCORP. It's Mr. Fanning and the Upper Republican. But, he said, when the senator asked him, Senator Groney said it was $500,000. Have you been able to cut that down? Oh yeah, we've got one employee that isn't going to come back. I'll cut it down. So I went back to my office after the hearing and looked up on the internet the last 3 years, budgets for NCORP, and they have, and they're $1.3 million, $1.8 million, $1.3 million. So I was really generous. And even if you take out the operation of the well field, which they'd have to keep the wells, it'd still be $1 million. It all could disappear if we got rid of NCORP. That's 15% of what the taxes they collect on NCORP a year on the $10 occupation tax. I know I'm getting into a lot of details here, but it's an ugly place, Lincoln is. Everybody tries to, the nastier they are, the more they hate democracy, the friendlier and nicer they are. They try to get their bad policies passed by being nice to individual senators who are simple and will vote for their anti-democracy, legislation because they're nice. Maybe my last year I'll start listing them, but I won't right now who those senators are. But, it is what it is. And next week I have the rail yard, and I'm planning on prioritizing that this year if I can get it through committee, and then the in-court bill in my last year. I think we got a good shot of getting the rail yard through the committee and the in-court bill, but we will see. Those are two huge things for Lincoln County and rural Nebraska. If I can get those done, I'll consider my 8 years not a complete waste, but we'll get things done. And I plan on stopping a lot of bad stuff. I've done that over the years. I don't always toot my horn on it, but I will continue to do that. At least let people know what's going on down there and the real motive behind some of the bills, not the, what you hear in the newspaper, reading the newspaper. Otherwise, it's very, very cold, and I'm trying to water cattle and unthaw stuff, and I got to keep going. I got to get to Lincoln. So, anything going on back there?
Not a lot going on back here, Senator Groney. You know about the large amount of snows. There is a couple of controversial conversations being had last week down at the unicameral. New requirements for law enforcement oversight being discussed with Senator Wayne and Senator McKinney, too. Anything going to come of these, Senator?
Well, with the makeup of that committee, that might get to the floor of the legislature, some of that stuff. And as previously what I said about fighting bad bills, those are a couple of them I will fight strenuously to not make happen, allow to happen. There's a lot of bad stuff. There's going to be a lot of stuff come out of education now that I'm not chair. And that's a 5-3 progressive socialist. There's 5 socialists on there and 3 conservatives. So there's going to be bad stuff come out of there. There's going to be a lot of bad stuff come out of judiciary. Sadly, the committee that we need to come stuff to come out of government, poor Senator Brewer has the same thing I had with it. He's got a 4-4 committee. The socialists managed to lock that committee up 4-4. So it's going to be hard to get the CAFA law out on the floor, and it's going to be hard to get some faith and assurance in our voting laws. I brought a bill that's going to be in government to cut the early voting from 35 days to 15 days. Because it isn't fraud, I guess, but the ballot harvesting needs to stop where Acorn, those types of groups. And in Nebraska, we got Civics Nebraska, which is run by Senator Moorfield, is a very liberal Acorn-type organization that goes out and into areas where historically people don't even know this election's coming up. They just exist, and goes out and gets them to register to vote, and then comes back after they and when their ballot is in the mail and helps them fill it out. Not illegal. You're not telling them how to vote. You're just advising them, and it goes back in the mail. And these are folks who have never voted in their entire life and never planned on it. But when you give them 35 days for corrupt organizations like that to distort our elections, we got to do something about it. 2 weeks is plenty of time to vote. If you can, if you're not enough of an American, appreciate what you're doing to show up on that Tuesday. And when you're in town, or get your absentee, ask for an absentee ballot and not have one mailed out to you. I mean, not automatically mail them out, which the socialists want. They want mailed to every registered voter if they ask for it or not, so they can go around door to door and help them fill out their ballots. It's called ballot harvesting. That's where the corruption is, if you want to call it that. It's not once the ballot is in the box, the person filled it out, the person signed the envelope on their ballot and sent it in. There's no corruption there. Corruption is at the kitchen table or on the curbside when the nice worker for Acorn or Socialist Civic Nebraska comes by and sweetly tells them how to fill out their ballot. So anyway, that's what I'm concerned about in our elections, and it's a major concern. That's where all those final decisions are made, where all those mail-in ballots had to be counted afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
They've been harvested. And that's why it's so one-sided. Statistically, that would be impossible to be that one-sided unless there's some outside influence to do that. And that one-sided. So anyway, I'm bringing that bill. But long story short, chance of getting it out of government ain't good. It's a 4-4 committee. They work hard to get things their way. I was an aberration to them. They got me this year, but from a chairmanship. But that's fine. That's politics. But you people ought to understand what goes on down there. Yeah. God will help, but he expects you to do something too.
Mm-hmm.
Expecting just the right thing to happen because you were nice. It doesn't happen in politics. You got to get aggressive. You got to stand your ground. Anyway, a few of us do. There's a lot of good senators down there, but not enough.
The only other thing that I wanted to bring up with you, Senator Groney, real quick here is there was more controversy late last week on bills to change vaccination requirements here in the state. Senator Kavanaugh, Senator Hansen introducing vaccination legislation. It was discussed late last week. Anything going to come of that, opinion?
Those are the two bills I mentioned in my column last week.
Okay.
A week ago. They're not going anywhere. It was heartening to see, because most things, political things I have attended and rallies have been old people. I mean, people who remember the good old days. At that hearing, those hearings, the hallways were full of young parents. Full. The average age of the people who testified was probably 30. They came in full force and finally said, enough is enough. There are children. We will make those health decisions. You will not forcibly inject something into my child's body that has not been proven to long-term testing. You have no right to do that, but they do it, with a lot of things already. But they stood up, and that place was packed.
Good.
With testifiers, and they were young people.
Good.
So that was good to see, very good to see. And they weren't radical. They were just people who understood that they're children.
Mm-hmm.
Not the government's children, but their children. And that's good to see.
Yeah.
Very good to see. It enheartened me when I walked through that crowd. And they were all determined to protect their children. So
we need more of that.
Come out of committees. What's that?
We need more of that.
Yes, we do. And I think you're seeing more. We're getting more emails from people who are concerned, instead of from the canned emails from the left Are they the same people, the Acorns of Civic Nebraska, sends emails out? They're the ones who attacked me viciously in emails. These were what was not nice about the correspondence we got from these folks. They were all personal. You know, you get some emails where they can't. Everybody sends the same one. It's like a chain letter. But these were all young folks who sat down and wrote an email, a passionate email to the senators, and said they do not want their children to be forcibly vaccinated for preschool. So it was great to see. And we got to continue that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Senator Groening, we know that you need to get down to Lincoln. As always, we do appreciate the time, sir. And if folks want to reach out to your office, Lincoln County citizens that have some state or local concerns, encourage them to do so here during the session.
Yes. Of course, I still haven't remembered my phone number down there.
But just you don't call yourself too often.
Legislative website, and just look up Mike Groening and send an email. It's mgroening@leg.ne.gov, I believe.
Yep.
M. Groney, that's my first initial, my first name, and my last name, and then leg.ne.gov.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll got to keep fighting on to the end. You know, I got to remind myself, during the Revolutionary War, it was 15% to 20% at the most he supported the war. He had, I call them, back then, the Rhinos, or the, I call them Country Club. They were doing just fine under government. They had contracts with the English government. They were doing just fine. They were the postmaster. They were those things, and they didn't support the war. But it determined 15-25% or so of the people can get things done. And we need to rear our heads again. Things don't look good in the country.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Well, thank you, Senator Groening. Safe travels, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
Stay warm.
Yes, will do. Talk to you later.
Mm-hmm. That again, State Senator Mike Groening joining us for our weekly legislative update here on KODY's Mugs in the Morning as he makes his way down to the state capitol. Things weren't as bad snow accumulation-wise outside of Lincoln County, and I think the further east you got, the less amount of accumulation that stuck around for folks.